WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. It's your girl, Rachel Carter, back with another 5-minute mental workout designed to turbocharge your mind and life. Now, let's talk about something super important. Self-compassion. Because seriously, who doesn't need a little more kindness in their life? We live in this crazy world where it feels like we're constantly being pushed to do more, be more, achieve more. It's exhausting. And often, the hardest person to be kind to is ourselves. Ever felt that sting of self-criticism when you mess up or get caught in a spiral of I should have done better? You know that feeling, the inner critic can be brutal. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that voice and replace it with the warm wave of self-acceptance? Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion, exploring how it can transform your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Ready to start treating yourself like the amazing human you are? Let's do this. First off, let's get clear on what self-compassion actually means. It's not about being a pushover or giving up when things get tough. Think of it as extending the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a good friend going through a rough time. Imagine your best pal tripped and scraped their knee. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of comfort, maybe a band-aid, and definitely no judgment. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same level of care and understanding. Number 2. Notice those negative self-talk patterns. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and criticisms in our ears. The key is to become aware of these thoughts without getting sucked into them. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm so stupid, or I'll never get this right, gently acknowledge the thought, but don't believe everything it says. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. Third, practice mindfulness. Taking a few moments each day to simply breathe and be present can work wonders for your self-compassion muscle. Focus on your senses, feel the ground beneath your feet, listen to the sounds around you, notice the warmth of the sun on your skin. This helps ground you in the present moment and reduces the tendency to dwell on past mistakes or worry about future uncertainties. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus from what's lacking to what you already have can dramatically impact your sense of well-being. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, a supportive friend, a cozy home, a delicious cup of coffee. Gratitude is like a mental vitamin boost that helps you feel more content and less critical of yourself. Finally, remember you're human. Imperfection is part of the package. Give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Eating yourself up over every little slip-up only creates more stress and negativity. Embrace your flaws, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you are worthy of love and kindness, just as you are. Speaking of real-life examples, let me tell you about a time I tripped right in front of my crush. I felt like the ground opened up and swallowed me whole. But instead of beating myself up, I laughed it off. After all, I needed to salvage some dignity. Learned from that embarrassing moment, maybe invest in some sturdier shoes, and moved on. By practicing self-compassion, I learned to treat those awkward moments with humor and grace instead of letting them define me. And guess what? It worked. Not only did it make the situation less stressful, but it also helped me build confidence and self-acceptance. So, brain gainers, remember this. You are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Treat yourself like your own best friend, offer words of encouragement instead of criticism, and celebrate your wins, big or small. You've got this. Now, go out there and rock your day with a little extra self-compassion. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of kindness, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.